Well, Apple kicked off its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, yesterday with a remembrance of victims of the mass shooting in Orlando, led by its CEO Tim Cook, who himself is one of the highest profile openly gay executives in the world.
We offer our deepest sympathies to everyone whose lives were touched by this violence. It was a senseless, unconscionable act of terrorism and hate.
There were also plenty of other announcements in the first day of the week-long event meant to highlight updates to Apple's software. And for more on that, let's bring in Dan Frommer, editor-in-chief at Recode. Dan, Apple announced changes to four of its major platforms: desktop, iPhone, watch, and TV. Let's start with the watch. What does the company plan to do?
The watch is getting faster, and that's really the big complaint that most people have had with it who've been using it for the last year or so. It's neat. It doesn't look that bad, but it's pretty slow, so it's going to get faster.
And they're also going to do something to the service Apple Pay, which is kind of like a digital wallet that they have developed. What are they doing to that?
Right now, you can use Apple Pay at grocery stores like Whole Foods, at drug stores, and you can also use it to buy things within iPhone apps. Now you'll be able to shop on regular websites, and if you see a Pay with Apple Pay button, it'll launch your iPhone, you'll scan your thumbprint as usual, and you'll be able to check out that way.
You'll just be able to hold your phone up close to the computer, or how will that work?
You don't even have to do that. The computer will send a signal to the phone. You'll use your phone to basically say who you are through your fingerprint, and away the payment will go.
Another big change is coming for Siri, the voice assistant. What are they going to do there?
Basically, anyone with an iPhone app or any company that makes an iPhone app will be able to tap into Siri now. So before, you could only do certain things that Apple basically said you could do and made relationships with companies like Yelp to look up restaurant reviews and so forth. But now basically any app maker will be able to offer certain services through Siri. So potentially, definitely being able to order a car, look certain things up, etc.
The company also announced changes to privacy and the way it collects data. What did Apple say?
This is a big thing because companies like Google and Facebook have a lot of information about you and are using it on their servers to personalize their services for you. Apple has said all along, we don't want to do that. We're not creepy. We don't want to have all this information about you. So it's doing two things. First, it's actually using your phone to make a lot of these decisions instead of a server somewhere, which it says is better for privacy. It's also using a new technique called differential privacy, which is kind of a jargon, but it basically means that they're going to try to do more with less, use less of your personal information, but still gather enough data from the whole group of users, you know, hundreds of millions of people, to be able to make smarter decisions about personalizing services.
Dan, just in the few seconds we have left, why is this such a big deal? We don't do this with any other company, and you listen to everything that they say about their new products or how they're changing their old products.
There's still some magic around Apple. You know, of course, that started with Steve Jobs' comeback, but they're also the biggest technology company in the world, and they have 1 billion people using their stuff. So it is an important company and something that many of us use for hours and hours a day.
That's Dan Frommer, editor-in-chief of Recode, speaking with us about Apple's annual Developers Conference, which is going on this week. Dan, thanks.
Thank you.